This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, happy 311 day, guys.
311? I could play this sitting on the beach having a drink. Maybe one with an umbrella.
Great song.
In it. It's no Jason Isbell, but it's okay.
Isbell.
Yes. Sorry, I'll get it right. Sorry, I don't mean to offend you. In case no one out there realizes, Jason Isbell is Stiz's favorite artist by far. Following him all over New England.
Drove to New York.
Sending me his new album. You got to listen to this. It's the greatest thing ever. So I listen.
Is that
who
this is?
No, this is 311, but I'm a big Jason Isbell fan and drove to New York to see him.
Which is he part of 311?
Nope.
No.
Totally unrelated.
Okay, very good.
We are playing the band 311 because today is 311.
Gotcha.
Date style.
See what they did there?
It's the remake of a remake of a remake, right? Who was saying the song originally?
Oh, I think this is a 311
original. No, this is a remake.
Oh, this is guys, this is a remake of a song by The Cure.
Thank you, attaboy.
I did not know
there
that.
There you go, Fitzy. It's
The Cure.
Every song feels like it's a remake of a remake. The Cure song is probably a remake.
Is more cowbell.
All right, or more calls. 617-779-7937. Cam in Wilmington. What are your thoughts on the Patriots' draft possibilities at the number 4 pick?
What's up, guys? Speaking of cures, I want to talk about the cure for pass blocking here. And I think a lot of people have forgot about a prospect, Kelvin Banks. It was up, you know, late last year. Everybody was talking about it's him or Campbell going back and forth. And then there was reports coming out that they were both guards. Well, when they both measured in, Campbell checked that box of potentially being a guard. But Kelvin Banks came in at 6'5", 311, with 33.5-inch arms and 10 3/8-inch hands. So, like, he's the guy that I want to take there. I mean, he's a left tackle. He played at Texas. He has great tape. And, yeah, he might not be, you know, this agile, you know, outside run scheme blocker, but I think he fits perfectly for what Josh McDaniels wants to do. I'm okay even taking him right at 4 because I think that's your biggest need, and he's plug-and-play day one. He's going to be an elite tackle for years to come.
All right, thanks for the call, Cam. It is funny that Kelvin Banks was a talking point there for it felt like some period of time, and he definitely now feels like the forgotten guy, and I don't know if that's measurables, if that's tape, as Cam brought up. He's out of the buzz. He's out of the buzz mix early there.
I'm looking at Lance Zierlein, a recap of him, strengths and weaknesses.
Yep.
And you just look at the guy. He's a monster. First thing of his weaknesses, lacks desired thickness in his limbs. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
His arms aren't big?
His arms are jacked. His legs are jacked. What are you talking about?
I sometimes think, how big do people have to be now?
Oh, my God.
I also think sometimes those people have to fill out the space, and they just, they got to write something. And they go with it and run with it, and who knows what
labors to keep power from compressing his edges.
What the hell does that mean?
You know, just edge rushers that, he can't. He gets knocked backwards.
Oh, okay.
is what I think that means. I mean,
and they say it that way. It was much simpler when you said
it. Because it doesn't sound as professional.
Hoity-toity scouty.
Those scouts got to sound very scouty.
All right, back to the phone lines. Ryan in Boston wants to disagree with Ted. Yeah, you tell him, Ryan. What are you going to say to Ted?
Hey, I called the other day about Travis Hunter. I don't see him as the best. I mean, I don't want to sound like Shime here. I don't see him as the best corner in the draft. He plays against what, the Jalen Polks of college football. I'm supposed to be impressed by that. I mean, yeah, he's flashy. I'm not saying that. I just don't think he's worth the 4 pick. I get he's a buff, Ted. I get your bias, but I understand. And just a quick second point. I don't know what you guys said something about Wiggy and the Eagles and A.J. Brown. I don't know. I'm on night, so I wasn't listening to the morning show this morning. But I was thinking about it yesterday. Do you think they'd have any interest in a pick swap, 4 for 32 in the third, and then you get A.J. Brown, and then you can work your way back into the first later in? What do you guys think? I'll hang up.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ryan. So you're trading 4 to the Eagles. You get 32 and A.J. Brown?
Zero chance that
I would do that.
Happening. Zero chance.
No one has really told me the root of this idea that A.J. Brown's going to get traded by the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, there's no merit to it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's fun on the radio.
We want it so bad. It's because A.J. Brown played for Vrabes, and Vrabes and the general manager for Tennessee weren't on the same page on that trade.
Yeah.
Vrabes didn't want him, so it's like, I mean, heck, I think the midday show Keith and Jones had a guy on from Philly, and they're like, Eagles don't want to trade A.J.
Right,
Brown.
Right,
Elliott Shore Park.
No desire on their part to trade A.J. Brown. So, you know, look, it feels – I mean, this is where we're at. We're desperate for T. Higgins. They don't even want to give up T. Higgins.
Yeah.
You know, we're desperate for A.J. Brown. They don't even want to give up A.J. Brown.
There's a reason.
We want
– good.
Yeah, but that sounds desperate.
We're
the Patriots, yeah.
We're absolutely desperate.
We're so damn desperate, man.
Have you seen the wide receiver position in recent years?
Dude,
we are.
I get it,
deep,
but
desperate,
man.
Deep desperate.
We are dying man crawling across the desert.
The Eagles will
on
be stupid to
knees.
Trade him.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't see the reasoning.
They have the perfect offense right now. Perfect. Deep threat.
Defense pretty good too.
Mid threat. Running game. All of it. Tight ends. Forget it.
All right. It is time. It's 5:30. We've done this a number of different times on here on WEEI Afternoons today. We're going to talk free agency with the only person in the room who knows anything about big contracts. It's time for a TED Talk.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smacked down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, take it, Teddy.
Hey. Thank you, Mr. Ted. John Madden. Yes, sir. Yep. All right, here we go, boys. You know, so we, you guys talking before the show, said, hey, Ted, have you ever, you know, you want to talk about your free agency experience? I have never been a free agent. So,
all right, segment's done.
I played for 10 years, but I was just adding it up. In my 10 years, I did 5 different contracts.
Oh, wow.
And I did 1 with Parcells, 1 with Pete Carroll, and then 3 with Bill Belichick. Boom, like in 22, 23, 24.
Can I already jump in with a question? You told us you want questions.
Yeah.
So you said Parcells, Carroll, Belichick.
Correct.
Is that how you saw it? You were dealing with the head coach? Because in there you
had
Pioli or Wozenchuk?
No.
Okay.
Under Bill Parcells, they had Andy Wozenchuk who did contracts.
Yes.
Under Pete Carroll, they had, I forget who it was.
I think it was Andy still.
It might have been Andy Wozenchuk who did contracts. Under Bill Belichick, it was Bill Belichick.
Oh.
That was the difference. That was where I went from being a sport I loved and got paid for to a very much a business when Belichick came. But so 10 years, never hit free agency. I had an opportunity maybe once after the 2001 season, but going into the 2002 season I was told that I could go look for a trade. And I did. I went to Green Bay. I flew on, got on a flight. Bo Pelini was the linebackers coach.
Okay.
Bo Pelini was my linebackers coach under Pete Carroll. And so I went out there and kind of flirted with them a little bit. Ended up signing back with the Patriots. Well, Ted, why would you sign back with the Patriots if you weren't happier? And this is what I tell people. So, you know, people want to know, what are you looking for when you're negotiating a contract? You're probably looking for you're kind of looking for the same thing every time, except your priorities are probably different from early in your career versus the end of your career.
Okay.
Early in your career, you want to make money. You want to set yourself up. That is a very much a kind of priority. Number one is to get a big contract. Later in life, when I did a contract with Belichick in 02, 03, 04, my priorities were winning, legacy, and a family. So I was starting a family here. I didn't want to move. I married someone who had two kids from a previous marriage. I didn't want to uproot the kids. Mm-hmm. So family was important. Legacy was important. I played in an era in the late 90s, early 2000s, where it was important. If you could play your whole career in one place, that meant something back then. Not so much maybe now, but that was important to me. And just quality of life, playing for a team in a town, more for a town, in a city, in a region that loved football, and it was a great place to raise kids, and that was Boston for sure. So that was a priority later in my career. When I first did my first big contract was 1998. It was about money, more or less, and mm-hmm. I told you the story, so people will go ask me about my agent all the time. I told my agent basically what I wanted the deal to be, and what was happening was it was if you guys remember in 1998. Parcells goes to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A restricted free agent for us was
Curtis Martin.
He signs Ooh. Curtis to a restricted deal, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, poison pill.
Big Jeez. Deal, right? It was like, so it made it almost impossible for the Patriots to, so what did that mean? That left opportunities for their other two kind of big off-season priorities, Willie McGinnis and Ted Johnson.
Yes, sir.
So that left more money for those guys.
Cha-ching.
Right? We were trying to figure out kind of the parameters, me and my agent, you know, what I thought I should get paid. Willie Mack signs a deal, 5 years, 25. And I said to my agent, I'll never forget, I was playing with my good friend Barry out there playing golf out there on Nantucket or somewhere, or Vineyard, I remember. I'll never forget. And my agent's calling me and saying, hey, we're getting down to it. What's your final hour? I was like, I want the Willie McGinnis deal. Sure enough, I got the Willie McGinnis deal almost to a T. All right, the signing bonuses might have been a little different, but that was my big contract, and it was 5 years, $25 million back in 1998, with an $8 million signing bonus, and that was very similar to Willie Mack. And for about a couple months, I had the biggest contract for linebackers, and I don't know, Ray Lewis, two months later gets a bigger one, or a year later, so. So I got a little taste of what that felt like for back in that season. But that was, I never went to free agency. I can't imagine what it was. But guys prioritized more than anything. What was important to me was that I had a chance to win. I wanted to win. That was the most important thing. Playing football and not winning, it was, it just wasn't worth it as much. And so that was my number one priority. And then legacy, family, quality of life.
So
in those contracts I did with Bill in 02, 03, 04, I was concerned more about winning and my family.
5 and 25, $8 million signing bonus. Doesn't sound like there were a lot of weird, because we're in that midst of Curtis Martin and poison pills and weird contracts. You didn't have a lot of that. You just kind of kept it simple with your
very
agent.
Simple.
And this is the number.
And that very simple. And they agreed to it. It wasn't until Bill came here, then it was, well, you only played, 50% of the snaps last year because I tore my knee up.
Right.
They don't care about that. And we want to, if you get 40% of playing time, we want to give you this bonus. What, if you get 42%, we'll give you enough. If you get 45%, it's like, are you kidding me? It was unbelievable. So, and then I'd never forget, they want you to take a pay cut.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to. Okay, or else. They don't tell you the else. So what if I don't take the pay cut? Well, Ted, they could. Okay, so you have to decide whether or not, how important is winning, how important is, and I'll never forget having a conversation with both Lawyer Malloy and Ty Law. Teddy, Ted, why are you giving them back money? I'm like, guys, I don't have, I was tearing biceps.
Yep.
I was missing time with the knee. I don't have multiple Pro Bowls. I don't have leverage like you have. And so I didn't have the leverage to push back. So either I refuse their offer and then leave, and then who knows what's out there.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or I accept their offer. I accepted their offer three times in a row. Reduced offers, believe it or not. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't regret it. I got two more Super Bowls out of it. And that was, I remember talking to Drew about maybe becoming a free agent, going over to Buffalo. They were interested.
Yeah.
But there was no guarantee what I would get in salary from them either. So I don't know. I decided to stay here, and it was very difficult. It wasn't a good 0-2 season with me and Bill, but we managed to work it out. I was the captain in 0-3 and 0-4. Didn't get paid what I wanted, but we were able to put it behind me, and I won two more Super Bowls. And so at the end of the day, Teddy 3 ring sounds a lot better than Teddy 1 ring, right?
It does. It
so
sounds a lot better.
You just you change your priorities as you get older. That was me. That's not everybody, but most guys, that's how it is.
So you've referenced Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law saying something to you about taking pay cuts
in the locker room,
or
yeah.
Drew talking. How much is there of that? Players talking about money, or maybe a player, you're going to Green Bay. Should I do it?
I'll say this: most players don't talk about their contracts with each other.
No,
it's. I was surprised even Lawyer brought it up to me.
Yeah,
it was, but he was going through his own thing too, right? If you remember,
right. Yeah.
So they were. Bill was leveraging him, and so he mentioned it to me, and that's when I said to him, I don't have the same pelts on the wall that you have, Lawyer. And so I didn't feel like I was in a position of strength like he did. And so I made a different decision. But my guess is if I stuck to my guns, Bill maybe probably would have done the same thing to me. Would have cut me with a week left in training camp.
Yep.
And then I would have been left with no chair to sit in when the music stopped. That's that's the feeling I was getting. He was ruthless. This is what happened. So we win the Super Bowl in 2001. We come back. We're going to the parade, the morning of the parade for our first parade. Right? We just won the Super Bowl in 2001, greatest show on turf. Beat them. Bill calls me into his office before we go on to the buses to go downtown to do the parade. He's like, Ted, can I see you for just a few minutes? Hey, don't. You know, we got to put guys on this list. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, but I just got to tell you that we're putting you on the expansion draft.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't read into it. We got to put names on there.
Right.
You know, McGinnis was on there too. And I'll just never forget that was you couldn't have saved that hunt until after the parade, Bill. You couldn't have just maybe waited so I could go out there and enjoy the parade. You had to tell me right before I stepped on that bus, huh? Appreciate that, bud. So that's the hard, cold business of football.
And before we go to break, the question that everybody always wants to ask athletes, so you signed your 5-year, $25 million, $8 million signing bonus. Did you do anything crazy? Most money you ever had in your life at that point.
Can I borrow some money?
You know, I did. I never had a nice car, so I went and got myself my first really nice car.
What'd you get?
Can you guys take a guess what it might be? A luxury?
So I'm going to
luxury
go
sedan.
Jaguar.
Mercedes.
Jaguar, sedan. Any other guesses?
Porsche.
Out there? Porsche.
Lamborghini.
It's a sedan, so not a sports car.
Mercedes.
Maserati.
Oh,
Mercedes,
Bentley.
Maserati, Bentley. Okay, you're all wrong. A Beamer.
Okay.
A 745 Li.
Ooh, sharp though. Those BMWs are sharp.
It's got a tan interior.
What color?
Navy exterior, tan interior with tinted windows.
Ooh,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
I bet you lawyer and tie and those guys like that too. They looked at you like, ooh.
Well, yeah, because they laughed at me my first year. I kept the same Ford F-150 I did right. Had my whole year in college.
Oh, now you were big time. Lane. Yeah, let's go. WEE, thank you for that TED Talk. Appreciate the honesty and how it evolved over the course of your contracts with the different head coaches and regimes in New England. Up next here on WEEI Afternoon, we get to odds and ends, where we're going to talk about a really interesting story that popped up. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.